Just last month, it looked like LDV had turned a corner. Yesterday, the future of the Birmingham van maker thrown back into serious doubt after the Malaysian company Westar, which is trying to buy LDV, pulled out of the deal. Between now and 9 o'clock, going to be speaking to LDV workers, unions and suppliers about where this leaves them and what happens next. First of all, BBC WM's Andy Silk is at LDV's plant in Washford. He talk us through yesterday's events. Morning, Andy.
Morning there, Phil.
This sort of happened yesterday morning, didn't it? The buyout seemed to be in the bag around this time yesterday. What happened?
Well, the collapse of the Westar deal came as a shock to a lot of people, not least the workers here at the plant in Washwood Heath. I mean, it's drearily appropriate that with the change in weather that we just heard on the news, there are dark clouds over Washwood Heath this morning, and for good reason. Of course, LDV has been struggling for months. Production stopped in December, so 6 months since the last van rolled off the production lines here. Plan A was a management buyout by Russian owners Gaz. That collapsed in March. The company was left with no option, it said, but to apply for administration last month. But then at the last minute, absolutely at the 11th hour, a deal was struck with the Malaysian firm Westar to buy LDV. The government offered £5 million worth of bridging loans whilst the deal was hammered out. And things looked good. The administration request was withdrawn. Production was due to resume at the end of this month, hopefully. And then out of the blue, really, a statement on the LDV blog yesterday, the website that the directors have been using to communicate with staff, said that they'd been forced to reapply for administration to protect the assets of the business. They said essential funds required to maintain the business and workforce weren't being made available.
So what's been the government's involvement in all of this, Andy?
Well, the Department for Business, that's the team headed by Lord Mandelson, that says it's been doing all it can to hold the deal together. It offered that £5 million worth of loans to keep LDV in business while Westar thrashed out its bid, and it gave the Malaysians plenty of chances, it says, to find the funds. The Malaysian government, pension schemes, Malaysian banks, even another automotive partner was in the picture at one point. So they really went round the houses, but it just wasn't to be in the end, and the funding wasn't there. And a host of West Midlands MPs then came out of the woodwork yesterday in support of LDV, saying they'd fight on. Liam Byrne, the Hodge Hill MP, the cabinet enforcer. Richard Burden, the Northfield MP, of course, his experience of Longbridge. He's been very involved in motoring affairs. He said that the fight was still on to save LDV. And the business minister, Ian Pearson, the Dudley MP, he came on Ed Doolan's show yesterday to express his regret at what has happened. But with the deal off, the government's loan has been withdrawn. Westar says it's asked the government to help come up with the money it needs, even just to loan it the money to carry on with the buyout, but without success. And the government says it's now focusing instead on supporting workers through things like Advantage West Midlands and the Job Centre's rapid response teams.
And LDV, what have they been saying about this in the last 24 hours?
Well, not very much so far. There's been no update other than that statement on the LDV blog. We have also had a statement from Westar to words of a similar effect to the LDV directors. But the anger amongst the workers is palpable. Many of them only found out from places like BBC WM Midlands Today last night what had been happening. And let me read you a couple of comments that have appeared on that website overnight. Anthony Clark, he says, it seems that the current thinking is that lousy bankers are worth more than skilled workers and manufacturing. Perhaps our politicians can identify more closely with careless accountancy than with people who work hard for their living. Paul Langham, he says, I can't quite understand how Gaz can back Opal but walk away from LDV. Only the super rich can play with people's lives in such a terrible manner. And finally, Jim Holden, who really sums up the feeling for a lot of the 850 workers at this plant here. The way you've treated this workforce is nothing short of shameful, keeping us all hanging on a limb. How was Westar allowed to buy LDV in the first place without sufficient funds?
Andy, appreciate it. Andy Silk for us live at the LDV plant in Washford Heath this morning. Also joined in the studio by car industry expert, Professor David Bailey from Coventry University.